Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ted, you going to be okay over there? I'm not sure exactly. You all right?
Kaboom!
Yes, that was...
I had not heard that before.
Pablo Torre on the podcast that... Torre is an accent, apparently. He that was a quote from one of his sources, and he had a long podcast today, revealed a lot of information. It was the root of a report that Jordan may have been banned from UNC, and then UNC puts out a statement that she's not banned, and we're starting that whole back-and-forth thing again. And yes, that was a description from somebody who's worked with Jordan Hudson, that she's the worst person they've ever worked with, and they've worked with multiple sociopaths.
Yikes.
Interesting way to put it. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Not talking about this.
Okay. No, we are actually. Okay. No, sorry, Jordan.
It's our show.
Not talking about this.
Jordan. You've lost your power.
You're not the executive producer of the EI Afternoon.
Not talking about this.
We are, and you can keep saying that, and I'll keep retorting you, and Bill's not here to defend you, and none of that. Nope. I'm in control here on WEEI Afternoons. So we'll get to that in a few minutes, but we're going to continue to talk Celtics because Game 3 is on tap. It's MSG. It is New York.
Yeah.
3:30 on a Saturday, I guess, loses a little.
It does a little bit, not going to lie.
Like, I was hyping it up, and then I'm like, it's 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon.
Barkley was saying the same thing. Yeah. Like, should have been night.
Yeah, agree.
Doesn't make sense.
That's such an ass-backward time for a game that merits prime time with Market 1 and Market 10.
But all the celebrities that will be there, and the Knicks fans are so suffocating right now. They are they think they are like... their poop doesn't stink right now.
With good reason, though.
They should.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to our sister station.
2-0-2, Wayne, station. Go ahead, Fizzy. Sorry, man.
No, I was just going to say I was listening to WFAN yesterday to try to get a little intel on how Knicks fans are reacting, and their broadcasters are acting like the cock of the walk right now, and Knicks fans already see this as a moral victory. However, they don't think Boston stands a chance in this series. Because they're referring to on WFAN, they call the team the Boston Chuckers, as in all this team does is shoot three-point shots. And believe it or not, there is a sense, there's a feeling amongst Knicks fans that this is the right outcome for last year, that they all thought because the Knicks got so injured in the series against the Pacers, they should have knocked off the Pacers, and they would have knocked off the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals had they been at full health. So this, to them, actually is the proper outcome. It was just a year delayed.
They're feeling themselves partly because the starting five haven't hardly played that many games together this year because of guys were injured at different times. And so they feel like this is a championship team. They're not even close, I'll be honest. I just think they're good, but they're not nearly as good as they think they are.
Doesn't matter what you think think or the Celtics think. There's the beauty of this is there's a scoreboard, right?
I love it.
And when you keep winning on the scoreboard, you keep advancing, and people can say you're ugly, you're not that good, you haven't played together, your coach has bad hair. They can say whatever they want, but if you keep winning, you keep winning. 617-779-7937. We've talked a lot about Tatum. We've put a lot on his plate, and I think deservedly so. But Eric in Vermont wants to talk about some of the other Celtics in this series. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, long time, first time. I was so frustrated. I'm watching the game for me, there were two things that really stood out on Horford getting abused down low. Just like, you know, he couldn't get out of it, and he was actually looking his age for the first time that I can remember in a long time. And then it seemed to affect his shooting, too, when he was giving up baskets defensively. But the other part, too, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Jaylen Brown. So he looks for a shot, right, when he's one-on-one, and then he does the exact same move that he starts to bring a guy down to the top of the key, and then they bring over a second guy and stole the ball three times every single time that they double-teamed him, and he kept doing it over. It was infuriating. So those are the things that I was picking up that was just so frustrating to watch.
Thanks for the call,
excellent
Eric.
Call by Eric. Excellent call.
We're piling on JB today.
Those are great points. First off, I mean, it was like, Horford's getting crushed by Big Cat. Big Cat is just eating his lunch, and yet they kept him out there, so that was frustrating. But it's so true. Like, JB and JT both, they get locked. That JT was double-teamed, and he turned to pass, and then there was another guy right there, Mikal Bridges. They get so locked in and they're dribbling and making a move, and they turn their back, and they can't see who's around them, that when they turn to face up, boom, there's a defender there. It happened so many times. Those are great points by Eric. And that's a coaching thing that you –
Yes.
That's on the coaching. So.
Absolutely. And I do think my guy, JB, deserves some of the criticism. I think they are losing as a team. It's hard. Yeah. You know, Drew Holiday, game one, I think we all said, oh, he had a pretty good game, especially coming back off the injury. But I don't know that there's anybody that I want to isolate on the Celtics and be like, you've done a good job so far. None of y'all are shooting very well. You've all turned the ball over, made bad decisions like this. And coaching absolutely is included in that. So that is the one. I don't think anybody in that locker room should be pointing fingers or like rolling their eyes at the other.
That's
like
true.
You win as a team, you lose as a team. They're proving that in this series. 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car because he wants to seemingly blend the two topics riding today. Tatum and Devers. What's up, David?
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
That's a different David. Hello. Yes, hi, David.
We got you.
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Okay, good. Yes, I can. Thank you. So with regards to Rafael Devers, to me, this feels like Nomar 2004. He's pouting because team, you know, Nomar, they tried to trade him and, you know, give his job to A-Rod, and he was all pissy about that. So it reminds me of that a lot. And with regards to Jason Tatum and the Celtics, I mean, you know, they're all thinking, well, what are they going to say now? But I'm reminded of the end of the Patton movie, the line that says, all glory is fleeting, which means you have to go out and earn it all the time, guys. And that goes for Devers, too. All glory is fleeting. You have to go out and earn it every time.
All right. Thanks for the call, David. That's an interesting way of tying it together. For both of them.
I was wondering how he's going to do that.
Glory is fleeting, right? And now they are not having very glorious weeks here for sort of different reasons. One, performance-based, because I do think some people feel like Devers, the performance, is on the uptick. And some of the defenders of Devers, I think that's what they're using as an argument. Oh, he's just starting to hit his stride, hitting. Now you're going to derail him. And if Lou says, I didn't hear the comment from Lou, it's going to take a couple weeks to learn first base. That's going to take time away from hitting or alter his mentality, which, again, I don't love. You were a third baseman. You used to play defense. You're new to the whole just a hitter thing. So it's not that foreign of you to go back to taking some ground balls, putting a glove on, I don't know, being out around a base. So that sort of bothers me. And definitely fleeting for Tatum, because Tatum was feeling good about it. Hell, you and I were kind of card-carrying members of Jason Tatum has turned a corner here.
We were.
Now we gave the card back.
You know, my guess is JT and Devers, they don't know who Patton is, right? So you can throw that Patton stuff in their faces, and they're going to be like, who's Patton?
JT might. No chance, Devers.
Yeah, maybe not.
No chance. I don't know, JT. You think Jason Tatum knows who Patton is, Fitzy?
Probably not.
I do not.
Oh, okay. So we'll take the
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Under on that. Celtics, let's go back to the phone calls. Eric in Chicopee does not seem to be optimistic about what's going to happen the rest of this series. What's up, Eric?
No, I hate to break it to everybody, but the Celtics are done. Okay? The worst possible thing that you can do to this team, and we learned it a couple years prior, is to tell them that they are going to win because they are psychologically fragile and ego-driven. And all of the ghosts from previous seasons past have coming back to haunt them all at once. The inability to call timeouts, the inability to be accountable for how they play, and you have a superstar in Jason Tatum who's a class 101 grade A choker. And you don't have a guy like Jaylen Brown who's healthy enough to bail them out like he did last year. So this is the beginning of the end, folks. I hate to break it to you. And you may be looking at a big team breakup with the new ownership, too.
Thanks for the call, Eric. And that is something that Brian Windhorst actually brought up this week. Mm-hmm. And I know Stiz is scrambling back there. Maybe we can effort to get that
holy
audio.
Holy tipping point. The world literally thinks it's like now or never, and it's going to be one Aaron Rodgers title or a fare thee well.
Well, I think it's a fair argument because people were already talking about Bill Chisholm, new ownership, the $500 million, you can't sustain this, blah, blah, blah. And then as Windhorst puts it, you can't really make a good argument to keep the roster together if you get bounced in the second round by the Knicks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend $500 million to play second round basketball. You can make an argument if you win a title. Now it's like, is it worth it? We won back to back. Do we go for a three-peat? Is that worth a half a billion dollars? If you get bumped by a mediocre Knicks team in round two, then why? I wouldn't want to spend the money. If I'm the new owner, I'm spending that. I'm not even getting an extra run of playoff gate out of it at TD Garden. So, there's a lot on the line, and I do think this is a must-win on Saturday because I don't know that I have any faith in Jason Tatum and company to come back from 3-0. Actually, I do know.
Like
I don't have any
zero.
Faith. Zero faith.
Faith.
That's well said. I was being
zero,
too
zero faith
it.
In that. And so I understand why people are saying it's a must-win for the Knicks. I do.
All right, so we've been talking Tatum and Devers, Devers and Tatum back and forth. Let's go back to the phone lines with Brandon in Boston. What are your thoughts on Rafi Devers' lack of willingness to play first base?
What's up, Brandon?
So for me, for Rafael, man, I'm taking his side, of course, man. So you believe me on defense on third base, right? You sound Alex B, Gold Glove winner. Cool, you convinced me to go to DH. Now you convinced me that I have some explosiveness to the offense. Cool, let me do that. Let me gel in, right? Doing my thing. For some reason, And it's God willing, first baseman gets injured. So you come back to me. Hey, you know what? This is the betterment of the team. You know what? Forget DH. I want you to play first base. Hold on. Wait a minute. So I took a pride hit because you got out of the base. You signed Alex B. And now you want me to go DH. You gave me this big balloon head that I am – the offensive gel to the offense, right?
Yes.
But now something happened on defense, first baseman, God forbid, you know, an injury happened, but it happened. Now you want me to change positions? You want me to go over there now?
Yes. Yep.
What am I, your guinea pig?
No, you're a member
you know,
of the
I didn't
team.
I really didn't want to change positions, but I did it because of you guys, not for Alex.
Right, because you're selfish.
So forget your indoctrination.
I don't think he can hear me.
I want out. because I am doing everything that I need to do for this team. What am I, your guinea pig, your experiment?
No, you're not, Brandon. No. And you also don't almost, have a phone wait. With a speaker.
No, Andy, you got to let him finish the script. He's got his, like, he has a nice little, like, you know, soliloquy that he's performed. You were getting to the final climax.
So right why now. Are we, like, I don't get that whole idea that, what am I, a guinea pig? No, you're a member of a team. Is Christian Campbell a guinea pig? Is Sadon Rafaela a guinea pig? Is Jaron Duran a guinea pig? Is Bryce Harper a guinea pig? Is Mookie Betts a guinea pig? Is Vlad Guerrero a guinea pig? No, they're members of a team, right? Is Ted Johnson a guinea pig? Oh, you're not playing on third down, but Roman Pfeiffer just got hurt. Can you get out there? Mm-hmm. No, I don't play on third down anymore. You took right? Isn't that the same? Like, that's would similar, that be the yeah. thing in your world?
That's interesting. That'd be kind of a similar thing. Yes, yes.
And you're like, no. You yep. told me I no. I'm an early down only
yeah.
player now.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
No, not at all. No, little, I would be thrilled.
Be honest, there was a little hesitation in
no,
that.
No, just don't strong. Put me out there against Brian Westbrook, you know, in the, on a...
But maybe Devers is looking at it that way.
Yeah, that's what he is probably
like,
doing.
Am I going to get embarrassed at first
yeah.
base?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
no, you're not, because you said it earlier. You, like, you have an opportunity to just help the team here. Like, no one's expecting you to go out there and look like a gold glove. They say...
Gold glove first baseman.
Schwarber. Yeah. Like, get out yeah. there. Yeah. We're... Boston fans, I hear this all the time, Fitz, you're the smartest fans in the world. So they're not going to boo Devers. What was that noise back there?
Yeah, are you crazy?
Wait,
so the now. First time that he misses a ball, he's not going to be crucified
oh, the Bronx
from Boston
the
fans?
The Bronx Raspberry Brigade is going to be all over
no
his
chance.
Ass. But
no,
you are
now,
nuts.
Maybe.
But,
now maybe.
Now he would. Maybe.
But if he had just
but
done
if
it
he
with
makes
none
a
of
clean
talk.
Play, he's going to get the Bronx cheer as well.
That's right.
Which
That's
would be right. great. Again, I don't think he, Andy, I think he's so insulated. I think he is so, you know, immaturely myopic of focus that he doesn't see through the forest of his feelings that the tree that he needs to get to is being re-embraced by the very fan base that he plays for, though he probably thinks he just gets to play on his own and that he's entitled to all this money because he's so good at what he does. Get out there, try to take a few grounders. Your fans will appreciate that you are trying to be part of the solution, not, as we're coming to learn, part of the word problem.
I'd also say he's so good at what he does. He leads Major League Baseball in strikeouts.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
batting
yeah.
250 something, 255. Yeah. Is that so good? Because I think so good in my mind is over 300 for a guy like that. You have a top 20 contract in baseball in average annual value. You think you can just get by with hitting and you're barely batting your weight because I don't know what you weigh these days.
There is a small part of me that feels like Brandon does, though, in the sense that, like, if they told you, hey, you know what, you're a DH, throw the glove away, you'll never, you know, this is where we see you at from here on.
Yeah.
And then they come like, you know what, we were just kidding, you know, a few months later, you know, there's a part of me that understands it, but the bigger part of me sees it as selfish and not a team player type of reaction to them asking you.
So the little part of you that sees it as you told me to put it yeah. like I would feel more comfortable or more okay with that argument if this was just Casas sucks, we're moving you to first. This isn't Casas sucks, we're moving you to first. This is Casas is gone.
And right, where it's an emergency and it's a temporary thing maybe even. Right.
Right? We can cajole that.
Yeah.
But the old break glass in case of emergency, like,
hey,
we're
we
breaking
need,
the glass
we
here.
We need you for a little bit until we
yes.
can figure this out.
Stiz.
How would you feel, though, Andy? Put yourself in his shoes. How would
if
you
they
feel
made you host
if
two
you
on the afternoon show and then all of a sudden they told you to host like you've never done before? Oh, what would I do? I would do the job I was asked to do because I'm employee number one.
I can't imagine what it's like to be in one position at a broadcast company and be thrown into another.
Good
that sounds,
Lord.
That sounds awkward, Andy.
And this is where I think there is that disconnect between people like us. Not that we really work in normal jobs, because we don't. We're not exactly in the factory.
We're a lot of things. We are not normal.
Yeah. But go ahead.
But I do think people, I guess they probably wish they could tell their boss to F off. You screwed up. I'm not fixing your mess for you, boss. No, I'm not coming in early or coming in late or doing his job or filling in for him or any of that. But they can't. And so they don't want Devers to be able to do that either.
You know what? The people, if you were the highest paid employee of that company and they asked you to do that, you would do it no problem because you knew you were the highest paid. It's about, to me, that's respect. It's asking people to do things but not rewarding them monetarily. You know, it's someone gets fired and now you got to take, your work is double and they expect you to get paid the same. Rafi's getting paid as good as anybody on this team is.
Yes. Well, sort of.
Okay.
Better.
I mean, Bregman average annual value's got 40.
You get my point.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's where it's kind of he loses a little bit of sympathy for me when you factor that in.
But somebody brought it up earlier. Bregman and maybe the Bregman contract might be something that's a little bit of a bee in his bonnet or in his head or the hierarchy or.
Well, that's on him, man.
All of
those
things.
Hi, that was me.
617-779-7937. We've heard from Devers haters like us, Devers defenders. Now we have an interesting one. Mike in Framingham, I feels like you have an evolving take on Rafi Devers, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I stood up for the guy back in spring training. I thought the team did him dirty. I stood up for the guy when he struck out all over the place. I thought he wasn't answering the question about first base because he was respecting Casas and didn't want to jump in his position just because he got hurt just so soon ago. And the thing about Devers is he comes out in the offseason and at the trade deadline and saying they got to improve the team. They got to improve the team. So here Breslow gets Bregman and he improves the team. Rafi wants them to improve the team as long as it doesn't affect him. And this is another chance to improve the team. You know, Devers moves to first base, you bring up Roman Anthony or whoever, and you're improving the team. So Devers wants the team improved as long as it doesn't affect him.
Thanks for the call, Mike. No question.
It feels like a kind of a perfect storm for him to have this kind of bad start in the sense that Alex Bregman was one of the few big-name players still available right before the season started. And Tristan Casas has a freak injury. So, you know, like, just, you know, Bregman being available at that point is kind of unusual. And Casas having the injury, it is. But, yeah, both happened. And look at – it's like we're seeing Rafi Devers in ways I never even considered looking at him now that these two things have happened.
Yeah, no, it's not going well for him. The views from outside are not positive.
We need you know what we need is we need somebody who knows Rafi Devers from – early in his Red Sox days or from home. Somebody who can just like tell, like, have you ever, straight up, does anyone on this show, anyone at the station, any like diehard Sox fan know much about Rafi Devers at all?
No.
Nope.
I do not.
No, like, I can't tell you if he's into what kind of movies, if he's a nerd, if he's a, you know, if he's into, you know, brutalist architecture. I don't know. Like, nobody knows anything about this guy. He's been so reclusive, so private, always hiding behind the language barrier. We know he's a reluctant leader. He spoke out 2 years ago along with Kenley Jansen begging for reinforcements. He didn't get it. And then he just piped down about it and went about trying to hit baseballs. That's it. Like, and so now we're learning something about him and we're shocked when we should have probably known a little bit about the color of his character beforehand.
Text line voicing what I kind of alluded to earlier from the blue-collar worker and their assessment of this situation. Oh, yeah. 774 says, I work for a construction company. I am the welder, the truck driver, the operator, the laborer. Give me an effing break.
There you go. Yeah.
Those types are not exactly happy to see somebody like Devers turn down a slight addition or alteration to their job description. Lines are loaded, so I'm not even going to give you the number. WEEI Afternoons, we're continuing to talk about Rafi Devers, mixing in Jason Tatum, Celtics, Knicks, Game 3. Maybe we'll have just a snippet, just a little morsel, a shareable of Bill Belichick, Jordan, and UNC. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, the voice of lacrosse everywhere, the final trending of the day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.